RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
You may be aware that Olympians and sporting figures have signed an open letter, another open letter, this one urging the New Zealand government to prioritise fairness and safety in sports concerning transgender athletes. This just never stops, does it? Roe Edge is the co-founder, Save Women's Sport Australasia, and there has been in the Herald an editorial on this, and Roe has responded to that, and we'll go over some of the key points in that letter. Roe, welcome back to RCR. Thanks for coming back on.
My pleasure, Paul. Always lovely to be here.
It never stops, does it?
No, it's a relentless attack from the media. Honestly, they are so out of touch with everyday Kiwis. It's unbelievable. But yeah, this editorial last weekend was absolutely appalling. I mean, not only did they say that it could become a political football, well, it already is, right? Because coalition partners aren't agreeing on it completely. But they create the problem, right? They create the division. You know, it started off saying that transgender people won't be able to play sport with their mates. For God's sake, no one wants to stop anyone from playing sport. I don't know how many times we have to say this, but obviously till we're blue in the face, but it's just a ridiculous argument. All we are asking for is to protect the female category for valid biological reasons. But, you know, all the hyperbole in there, it was what was really disappointing about it. It was just total misinformation, one-sided. There never is any thought for the female athlete. No thought for their feelings, their fairness, their safety, nothing. It's just all about these blokes that want to invade our spaces. And it's getting beyond frustrating.
Yeah, it makes me wonder because, you know, if you stop and listen, it's a pretty simple proposition. It's a very simple, it's not even an argument. There's no arguing.
Yeah.
It's obvious what the issue is. And I think you've said in a response on X, it's not about stopping transgender people enjoying sport. It's got nothing to do with that. Yet the most obvious thing, which doesn't need explanation or arguing, is either they're dumb as a rock of sacks and just don't get it, or they purposefully avoid it, I don't know why, for clicks or ideology. I mean, this is mainstream media. And, you know, these publications, they need to get real, don't they? Because they must be losing ordinary Kiwis, you know, by the bucket load every time they publish something like this.
You know what? Probably the most insulting thing I found in that editorial was they talked about the hypothetical examples of males and female sport in New Zealand, as if they don't exist, as if we're making them up. There are plenty of examples.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Yep. They said this was all hypothetical, that none of it was really happening. This is how divorced from reality these people are. But, you know, the big issue that we have in New Zealand is around the fear of speaking up. And I'm so chuffed. We had this roller derby player, Monique Murphy, who basically has decided she's had enough after being injured by a male player in roller derby and taking her out of her sport. And she's written a public opinion piece, which we published on our website last week. She's receiving backlash, you know, the usual backlash, but she's also had a whole lot of other women from roller derby reach out to her and let them know her experiences. And oh my gosh, they are horrific. Like I can't go into them. I think there'll be a court case around them, but
what are you talking, injuries and physical harm and things like that?
And worse. Yep.
And worse.
It's just appalling. And it's like, because you when you talk about transgender people, you can say nothing negative about them, whereas they are creating harm for women, and it's got to stop. You know, we want everyone to participate, but it needs to be in the category of their biological sex. Otherwise, women suffer, whether it's through injury, through exclusion, through unfairness. It's just, yeah. We've had enough. It was really interesting, actually. We presented to the Minister of Sport last week, and also
I saw
to
that.
And like great meeting with Winston, and I do have faith that he will make the protection of female sport happen. We just have to, you know, be a bit patient. But what was interesting is Minister Chris Bishop, who's our Minister for Sport and Recreation, totally took us for granted and underestimated us. He had no officials from Sport New Zealand at the meeting, which is really unheard of. That's something that is just standard practice. And I think he was a bit blindsided because we were so organised. We had the latest polling. We had Courier Research polling done Monday and Tuesday last week. And it showed a substantial drop in support for transgender people who identify as women being, and also males who identify as women playing in women's sport. when we first started polling 2 years ago, I think it was 27% of Kiwis thought it was okay. Now it's only 13% with 70% opposed. Yep. And it's across the board. It doesn't matter what political party you're in. Even the Greens, 51% of Greens know it's not a good idea.
Does he not realise that this is the main issue in sport, bar none?
I don't think he sees it as being a main issue. He was completely... he had no idea that it was actually happening. You know, so we presented our polling and then we presented some examples. And when we started talking about them, he goes, you're just going to present examples from like Australia or the US or overseas. They won't be from here. And we were like, no, Minister, all of these examples were from here. And
don't be so sure of yourself, boy.
Yeah, and when we started discussing this 12-year-old boy self-identifying as a girl into a female cricket tournament, you know, against little 11, 12-year-old girls who were also sharing shared accommodation and dormitories with this boy, he actually said, oh, 12-year-old boys don't transition. Oh, my God. I looked at him and said, Minister, do you not realise what is happening in our schools? But, yeah, it was amazing. He honestly didn't believe it was happening. He asked for a couple of contacts. So I think just to prove that...
He's not right for the job. He's got to go, surely.
Oh, well, we've got to work with him. And I hope that after our meeting he realises that there are impacts. They are negative. So we presented the polling, the impacts, and then we presented our open letter. He was expecting numbers. I don't know if he was just expecting a mumsy group to come in and say, oh, please be fair. But hello, we're well past that. This is serious stuff now. We need to get it sorted.
And there's some big names on that open letter.
Yep, we were really, really chuffed with the amount of people that signed it. You know, we got more than initially on our open letter to Grant Robertson a couple of years ago. But yeah, amazing athletes. You know, they all know how important fairness is.
Yeah. So what happens now? Ro, is it all eyes on Winston Peters and New Zealand First to pull through on this? Because it sounds like there's no one else, really.
Yeah, well, what was interesting is the minister, when we were in the meeting, he'd written to us back in May and he told us that he was happy taking the watching brief on the guidelines because he said there are exemptions on the grounds of fairness and safety. So in that meeting last week, I said, Minister, there are no exemptions. And he was frantically looking through his notes trying to find them. And I said, there are none. And so I read out the only parts of where fairness was mentioned in the guidelines and it was quite clear that they had nothing to do with females. So he actually admitted on an interview the following morning on News Talk ZB that fairness and safety for females were not included in the guidelines. So there was an admission there.
How could you have missed those out, bro?
Because he never read them. He's a busy minister and he was misled by his officials.
Oh, really? This is what you think?
Yep, he was misled. And not only that, we've heard that that Sport New Zealand intend on sending these transgender guidelines out to every sporting club in New Zealand and asking them to prioritise inclusion. So they are digging in direct opposition to government policy.
How much money do they get from the taxpayer, Ro? Do we know?
No, I don't, but probably far too much.
I don't want to give them anything.
No, but yeah, we want the sports to get it in the end, but we've just got
to... How do you get the attention in the end?
Well, I think Raylan Castle has to go.
Yeah.
She is not implementing government policy. In fact, she's doing everything she can to oppose it. So she's got to go.
It just blows me away that that you're prepared to let injury, invasion of spaces, misogyny, let's use the word, come crashing down on a lot of young people.
Yeah.
At a time of life too where this could really damage them and no one cares.
I know. It's amazing. And even when it's worse than just injury, still, sports don't care. You cannot say anything against this trans agenda or basically you get accusations of bullying, transphobia, bigotry. It is getting to the point of ridiculousness now.
Who's got what over who?
I do not know.
I mean, does someone have pictures of people? I don't know.
I just wonder if it's the latest virtue signal, isn't it? And because of, you know, what was really interesting is when we presented the letter to the minister, one of his first comments was, God, these people are brave to sign. They're going to get pushback.
You don't want to hear that from him.
Yeah, exactly. And I said to him, well, Minister, if people that had power like you spoke up, we wouldn't be having this problem, would we? But, you know, these people have spoken up because they passionately care about the pathways for female athletes through community sport and they want to see them retained. Now, we had so many amazing female Olympians achieve medals at the last Olympics. 15 out of 20 were won by female athletes. We take away those pathways. We take away those opportunities.
So what does Winston say?
Winston has told us that he's had a promise from National that they will follow through within a certain time frame on their coalition agreement in this regard. We have to trust that he's going to make sure they do, but at the same time, keep applying pressure. And that we can apply pressure if anyone knows of anyone that's been impacted, to reach out to the minister, email the minister with your story. We'd love it if you CC us in, or you can even contact us first if you want to run it past us first and have a chat. We're happy to keep everyone's names confidential. We just need to make sure that we get these stories out so that he understands there are impacts, and we, because all of those help turn it round, because he honestly didn't believe there were any.
Surely someone can make a phone call. The minister could make a phone call to Railing Castle. The Prime Minister could say, hey, if it doesn't change tomorrow, you're fired. You're gone.
Yeah, it's just,
and you'll never get a job in this realm if I have anything to do with it ever again in this country. Your choice.
Yeah, but they just don't care enough. That's what it comes to.
Man.
It's just not important enough for them. How else do you explain it?
Boy, it must gut you.
Oh, I'm exhausted. This is fine.
Yeah. You
know, 5 years to fight for something that's just so blatantly obvious to anyone with half a brain. It's just, yeah. But anyway, I can't give up now, can I?
No. And please don't.
We're almost there. But yeah, it would just be really nice if some common sense could prevail here. I would love that.
Well, it's more, yeah, common sense is one thing, but it's what's right and what's wrong. It's what's moral. It's what's...
Yeah, and that's what's
it's
really...
It's good, bad, yeah. You know, love... Darkness, evil, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what our polling showed, right? This isn't a left versus right issue. This is a right versus wrong issue, and
yeah.
Most Kiwis know it's wrong.
Give us those figures again.
So there was 72% of Kiwis were opposed to males self-identifying into female sport, only 13% in support. In terms of the political parties, National, I think, was 85% opposed. ACT and New Zealand First were 90% opposed. I think Labor supporters, I think, with 64% opposed.
Boy, Green, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, there was no party where the majority was for this, by far opposed.
I think it's fair to call this out because we've seen the behaviour, and this is what concerns me and I'm sure others a lot too, is it seems to me that men particularly who are identifying as women, whether they're young, and I don't have too much experience of that, but I've known a bit older, is that they seem to have issues of behaviour that can be enhance potential violence towards people. We saw that at Albert Park, actually.
Yeah.
You know, so not only is there that sort of body mass, hormonal, you know, gender difference in terms of physicality, but there's also, it seems to me, to be some problems upstairs which lead to enhanced potential for violence.
Yeah, well, look, gender dysphoria was a mental illness. It was what it was known at until very recently. But also, too, it was interesting, I was reading something online this morning and they were saying when men take female hormones, it actually makes them really angry. They can't control their emotions.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and so I think there's definitely something to be said for that, is because it's not natural, right?
No.
Males taking testosterone, males taking, you know, HRT, like estrogen, it is not normal, and it is completely stuffing up with their emotions.
Which makes it more dangerous.
It does. It does make it more dangerous. But, you know, there's a certain type of man who pushes their way into female spaces and sports when they know that females don't want them there.
And they get a kick out of that feeling, right?
They are not a good type of man, right? No good man, no. And I said this to the minister, no good man would knowingly invade women's spaces when they know it makes women feel uncomfortable. No one would, no matter how they identify.
No. And you know what? As a father of adult children now, though, man, are you listening? You're listening, men of New Zealand? If that happened to my daughter and there was any problem there, watch out, guy. Your days are numbered.
Yeah, we need
not going to tolerate it.
We need strong men.
You try and get in there and you're on the deck.
Yeah, and we need more women to say no as well. So Candice, who's my co-spokeswoman, she's lives in Nelson, and she was at the Nelson pools with her little kids after, like, you know, it was after school swimming lessons, etc. And a man in a string bikini kept going into the female changing rooms. Three times he went in there. Candice went up to him and said, look, can you please use the unisex? They have, you know, family ones, yeah. Unisex ones. Instead,
there's no thrill in that though, Ro.
No, there's not, because he was doing it to get off, and he started having a big bloody hissy fit there, and it's, you know.
Which is all part of the thing.
Yep, because it's all about him. He doesn't care about how he makes anybody else feel.
If a few men stood up for it, it would stop very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know. I'm a guy, I know.
Yeah.
It might not be pretty for a bit, but.
Let's hope Chris Bishop does stand up for this. I know Winston wants to see this through, and I have faith that he will, but we really need Chris Bishop to pull finger and make this happen as well.
Okay. All right, and any last words for journalists opining on this?
It would be really nice to be contacted for comment. You know, after all of everything that happened last week, not one media outlet contacted me for a comment.
Is that
That's
right?
That's how one-sided they are. They talked about the athletes, but, you know, I'm just invisible. But it's just amazing that all of their articles were very, very one-sided. So anyway, at least we got some press last week. I mean, that was something, right?
That's why they're dying, Ro.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, those figures don't lie.
That's why we're lucky we have the likes of RCR and the platform, because you guys are the ones that give us the voice, and we truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for thanking us and the other lot, whatever. Credit where it's due. All right, Ro. Well, thank you for updating us on that. And I guess we'll get back in touch soon to see what sort of response you get, particularly from Christopher Bishop, though I know he's mourning the death of his father at the moment. I'm thinking of the family.
Very sad news.
And I used to know John, because I used to do the panel on RNZ, and he came on quite regularly. So I do remember his contributions for that. So, but in the big picture, if you're taking on the role and responsibility of Minister for Sport, you've got to deal with these things.
And when you get to enjoy the Olympics and Paralympics as well on behalf of the taxpayer, the least you can do is spend the time to protect female sport too. Yeah.
All right. Ro Edge, co-founder of Save Women's Sports Australasia. Thanks for coming back on, Ro.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.